This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Scientists at a Boston-area company announced today that they have cloned a human embryo. The company says it does not plan to clone an entire person. The goal is to use early cloned embryos as a source of stem cells, which scientists hope will someday be used to treat a variety of diseases. Joining us now from Boston is NPR science correspondent Richard Knox. Richard, what exactly have the scientists done?
They've cloned very early human embryos, and they've done it by two different means. First, scientists at Advanced Cell Technology in Worcester, Massachusetts, did what is normally thought of as cloning. They replaced the DNA in a human egg with the DNA taken from an adult cell and got it to start growing. But it didn't get very far. Only 3 out of 71 attempts resulted in embryos, and only one of those grew to the sixth cell stage, and then it stopped growing. So then they tried something else. It's called parthenogenesis. That's getting an egg cell to begin growing as if it were an embryo, even though it hasn't been fertilized. That resulted in a half dozen microscopic collections of cells that looked a lot like embryos, even though they don't have the DNA from two parents.
So how close are the scientists to growing stem cells from cloned human embryos?
Not very close. There are several really big questions. First, neither of these attempts grew to the right stage so that they could even begin to try to derive stem cells. And then secondly, if they can get past that stage and get to what's called a blastocyst, which is about 100 cells, nobody knows if those cells produced in this abnormal way will turn out to produce stem cells that are normal in their function. And a third problem is that if parthenogenesis works, that is to take a human egg cell and get it to grow as if it were an embryo, the evidence so far suggests that it will be more useful for women than for men. With men, it's going to be more complicated. They'll have to figure out a way to get DNA from sperm into eggs and then start the process. So there are major scientific hurdles to be overcome yet before the things that are reported today really will work.
Well, let's say they do succeed in producing cloned embryos as a source for stem cells, then which disease treatments might be improved?
Stem cells are thought at this point by many scientists to be, on the basis of a lot of animal work, to be sort of a gold mine of cells, starting material, really, to treat a whole bunch of diseases that involve tissue that has gone awry, spinal cord injuries, neurologic diseases like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. If you could grow new nerve cells from stem cells, then you might be able to treat those in a completely new way.
Richard, is it legal to do what these scientists are doing?
There's no law against it yet. There's a lot of discussion about the ethics. There's a lot of concern about whether any, even very early human embryo, deserves the status of protection as a potential human life. The U.S. House of Representatives has already enacted a bill that would make it a crime to clone a human being, or even to do what this Massachusetts company has done, even if the intent is not to clone a person. The U.S. Senate has not acted on the issue yet. The Senate was not expected to take up human cloning until next spring, but this announcement will likely accelerate the debate.
NPR science correspondent Richard Knox. Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.